In a heartless crime that has sent shockwaves through the community, 21-year-old Fatiha Marzan is accused of brutally stabbing her younger sister. The motive? Allegedly her sister's innocent flirtations with Fatiha's long-distance boyfriend during a video game chat. With careful planning and a heart filled with rage, Fatiha committed a heinous act that forever changed the lives of those involved.
Welcome back to Bros and Murder, a podcast where we cover true crime cases of color and play music because I'm a music connoisseur. Facts. Yeah, cigarettes. I'm Artis. And this episode, we're talking about a murder that happened because of game chat, which is a very, very 2023 type of thing.
It's a very new age. I feel like some roots.
I mean, 2000s. Gamergate, like, fucking 10 years ago.
Gamergate was.
Oh, God.
I forgot about
it. I will say, like, I couldn't find in any of the articles I read what video game it was, and I don't know why I need to know that, but I need to know.
No, I saw it. It was Volcana or something like that.
Never heard of it.
I know. I saw it in one of the articles I read. But I didn't think anything of it because I don't care about video games.
But BCW, I'm Andre, and I'm joined by
you,
Robert,
and you.
Hey, honey.
I'm a little frog.
He's a little frog boy. And before we get too deep into this episode, make sure you like, subscribe, review, and you know, check us out on social media. Check us out on the YouTube. We're all cute people.
But I'm the cutest.
Wow. You're really gonna drag us all like that?
Valorant!
Vulcan. Valorant is a very modern, popular video game.
Yeah. That wasn't a mine.
Kelly, I'm not here. Fatiha Marzan had been with her boyfriend for 5 years at the time of the murder. After finding out her boyfriend had told her sister that he loved her in a chat in a game called Valorant, which apparently is a very popular game, and I've never heard of it because I don't play video games.
And she's better than you.
Yes, I am.
Period.
No, it's because I have no hand-eye coordination. I can't play video games.
She picks up a video game and just falls to her side.
Yeah, I wish you guys could honestly see the way that I used to try and play Call of Duty. I would spin in a circle with my gun pointed at the sky. Like, very Jennifer Love Hewitt, and I Know What You Did Last Summer. Like, what are you waiting for?
I love that.
Then, yeah. Thank you. And then I was like, I just fuck this. I'm never going to do it anymore. I'll do the story once, though, because I don't have to do it. After finding out her boyfriend told her sister that he loved her in the chat while playing, she began to plan the killing over the preceding 2 weeks. So, like, it wasn't
pretty premeditated.
It wasn't a heat of the moment or, like, passion. She ordered a knife set off of Amazon, which she then hid in her closet, which her and her sister shared a bedroom, which is also how she knew that her sister and her boyfriend were talking. Because I could see what the other was doing. And she found them flirting over game chat on multiple occasions, which she had attempted to address with her sister.
But it's like, is the dude really? Like, just cut the dude off.
Yeah, but he's far away. I'm not justifying it, but like, if you're already kind of crazy, who are you going to go to?
She committed a knife crime. Don't say cut it off.
True, you're right. End of relationship.
Yes.
Cut it off. We'll go Lorena Bobbitt on his ass.
Not Miss Bobbitt.
Hometown hero. Just kidding. That was a joke.
According to investigators, Fatiha discovered her sister's flirtatious interactions with her boyfriend during game chat, which may have been initially seemed like innocent banter between her and her sister, but she interpreted it as a severe act of betrayal. So jealousy consumed her, transforming her emotions into a potent brew of anger and resentment for her younger sister. Driven by her emotions, she made some preparation for the crime. Like you said, she bought a dagger. It said, so in one article I found, it said dagger style knife. But I feel like if it's a dagger style knife, wouldn't that just be a dagger?
Yeah. It's only a dagger if it comes from the dagger region of France.
You nerd. Apparently, she confronted her sister and boyfriend multiple times and got into multiple arguments and fights with her sister. I read in one article that they actually fought before this too. Like, before the actual murder happened, they actually got into like a physical altercation one time over the chats. Which, from the start of it, seems like normal sister stuff before you add in the
preparation for murder. Men ain't shit.
Yeah.
There's also a lot of them. There's so many. You can just go get a new one.
Yeah, they're out there. Especially online.
Plug and play, man. Like,
You're trying to find a new boy who plays Valorant? Dog, throw a stick.
Yeah. Like, hit 10 of them. Like,
three of them in the face. So on the day of the murder, Fatia knew that her religious family would pray often and stay up late. So she knew when she could attack her sister. So she waited for her entire family to fall asleep before grabbing her dagger-style knife. Fatia allegedly told detective that she waited until 4:30 a.m. to stab her sister while she was sleeping. So she reportedly stabbed her 3 to 4 times in the heart with the dagger. So her sister reportedly woke up singing, "What the fuck?" which same, and then also calling for help. At one point during her interview with detectives, she allegedly claimed that her sister was moving around too much in response to the attack. So what happened in the 15 hours between her younger sister's violent stabbing and the crime being reported to authorities is unknown. So there's a big gap of time in between that we just don't know what happened. Like, did the family wake up to all this? I'm assuming they had to wake up and hear it.
Well, yeah, because I do remember reading that somewhere it said that she was going to take her own life, but then one of her siblings convinced her not to. So I would imagine there was probably a lot of commotion.
Yeah, so yeah, like she said, apparently she like was going to kill herself, but her sister convinced her otherwise.
So Fatia called 911 at 7:30 p.m., which was the night of the murder, essentially. So murder took place 4:30 a.m., and then large gap of time, 7:30 p.m., she called 911.
Oh, I didn't realize it was the whole fucking day. Sorry.
Just sitting in this...
And I have to imagine that whole day was the family coming together and like trying to convince her, like, hey, you have to turn yourself in. Like, it's already as bad as it's going to be. It will only get worse if you like, do anything other than come to this.
Could you imagine sitting a whole fucking day and your child's dead body is in upstairs. Your fucking house and you didn't call anyone?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have to disconnect at some point where it's just like, we gotta worry about this kid and figuring out what
we're doing. Did she not live with her whole family?
She did.
Like, her parents?
I know.
So, I'm just saying, that's a lot of people to not fucking do anything until 7:30 that night.
Mm-hmm. So, deputies responded and found Sema dead inside the house and pronounced her dead as of 7:49 p.m. So, also interesting, 911 call at 7:30... and it took you 19 minutes to respond to a murder? That response time. Well, there's... Yeah. Just a little interesting.
A little interesting.
So Fatia has been charged with first-degree homicide and awaits trial. Given the premeditation and her 911 call confession, the conversation becomes more about what the sentence will be rather than whether or not she is innocent. It doesn't appear that there's been any... statement from the family or something saying that she is innocent or they will pursue an innocence defense. So at this point, she's being held in Orange County Jail and she's been denied bail bond and awaits trial. All of which makes sense. Isn't very surprising that first degree homicide isn't getting bail. I will say that the fact that her family is already aware and involved, I think, is probably a blessing.
Oh, yeah.
That she didn't, like, dip or do this outside the house or something. That they're not wondering, what happened? Is my daughter still alive? Are we trying to recover a body? Who did this? Like, obviously, you never want a child to die. But knowing exactly what happened in that case is all I could ask for. Like, other than, you know, my child being returned to me, I guess.
It reminds me of this case that happened recently. Well, it wasn't really, it happened like 2 years ago, but the video body cam footage just came out of this 12-year-old girl who stabbed her 9-year-old brother to death.
Yeah.
Like, the cop pull up to the home, and she's just like, she's such a kid. She's asking him, like, am I going to jail? Am I getting in trouble? Like, and a mom is,
and you can hear the mom in the background screaming. Yeah,
trying to figure out what happened. Like, is it?
I know she's a kid and she's 12, but like, am I getting in trouble? Bitch, you killed someone. And I knew that at 12.
Like, is your brother dead? Is he going to the hospital? And it's like, you stabbed him to death. Yes, he's
you killed him.
But even as a parent, like, I wouldn't even know how to fucking handle that.
Fuck no.
Yeah.
Well, because that's, I mean, think about it. If you have two kids, you lost, like, you're losing both kids.
Yeah, one's going to prison, one is dead.
Party's
going
to feel
like, we need to talk about Kevin.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, part of you has to feel, like, intense rage over the fact that, like, your kid killed your kid. Like, I would feel so much fucking rage. I would just be like, you have to go, I cannot look at you right now because I might do something violent.
Yeah, well, and part of me wonders, like, in this Fatiha case, like, was she expecting to be killed, like, in retribution from her family? Because...
I see what you're saying.
Like, she planned on killing herself and then not, and she waited this many hours. Like, I wonder if there was a part of her who was like, I'm going to kill my sister, I'm going to be killed by my family, and that will be the end of it. Like, I just can't imagine not being afraid for your life after killing someone and then staying in the home with their family. Like, even if you're family, like...
Most people aren't, like that, so I don't... even if you were to kill your sibling, like, most of the time your family's not gonna kill you, also, in retribution. You know what I mean? Like, because most people's first instinct is not necessarily to kill someone. I mean,
I don't know. Why is my brain thinking that that's normal?
Yeah, because, I mean, like... And I'm not, obviously, like... Hypothetically speaking, like, I know, like, if I were to kill my brother, my parents would not immediately come and kill me. Like, they'd be upset, but, like...
Mourning their child? Yeah,
it would be more about they'd be upset that he was... I mean, they would be upset with me, obviously, but, like, it wouldn't be like, well, now we're going to immediately, like, fuck your shit up.
Well, so, like, here's one of the questions, too. It's like,
the
meditation...
First.
Makes the crime worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She possibly,
but see, I don't know.
It's prior.
I mean, it eliminates a lot of defenses, for sure.
Yeah.
It eliminates self-defense. It eliminates
insanity or...
mental instability, like...
That's not necessarily true. Well, as far as, like, insanity, but,
like... type thing. Like, it eliminates...
Yeah, yeah. But, like, I mean...
Yeah.
You're not... well-adjusted and right-minded if you do shit like that. Like, you might understand the consequences of your actions, but...
Right.
There's some disconnect.
But, yeah, I mean, I think most people in those situations, like, if somebody were to, like, kill someone you loved and you found out about it after the fact, or, like, just after, and, like, there's nothing you can do about it, it's more of, like, you want to get answers than necessarily, like, you want to be violent in return. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I think most people only react violently if they catch it in the heat of the moment.
Yeah.
Right.
So...
Well, so yeah, that especially. So, they've already had one fight about it.
But, like, what takes it from, like, fight to, like, murder?
Yeah. But we're talking about, like, does the premeditation make it worse? If they were having a fight and then, you know, someone grabbed a kitchen knife and, you know, killed the other person, in my mind...
Personally.
You could regret that. That is a lesser crime in my mind. It is horrible. Still murder, absolutely.
Yeah.
But you instead, like, going online, planning with what and when you are going to do it, makes it a worse crime
in
my eyes.
Yeah, no, premeditation absolutely makes it worse. That's why it's a capital offense, or, like, I mean, a higher level crime than, like, the heat of the moment. Well, sorry. Cause I was just going to say, because that's the thing too, right? Like, when it's premeditated, you have had ample opportunity to rethink your actions and realize that what you're doing is wrong. When you're in the heat of the moment, you're just reactive.
Yeah.
And that's also what makes it a worse crime, because you could have been like, this is probably not
shouldn't do
a good fucking idea.
Yeah.
The case of Fatiha Marzan and her alleged, because she has not been yet convicted, murder of her younger sister stands as a chilling reminder of the destructive power of jealousy and the depths to which we can drive individuals. As the legal process unfolds, the community seeks solace and healing while grappling with the profound loss and the irreparable damages caused by this tragic event. The tragedy is a stark example of how emotions, when left unchecked, can lead to unimaginable consequences.
Mic drop. Period. And that was... and that was today's episode. Stick around for the music. By the time you're hearing this, it's probably going to be like the end of summer, too.
Cool for the summer.
Demi Lovato. So, yeah, stick around. Like, review, share. Kelly, that's a face. Kisses from the homies. She was full teeth.
I hope that haunts your nightmares.
It will. That's my sleep paralysis deep.
And now, a short commercial break.
Just